We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Wednesday. We're going to bring in our guy, Alex Cora. Don't call him. Alex, call me Skip. Alex Cora is brought to you by Arbella Insurance.
I would like that nickname.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts taking down New Hampshire to go to the finals. You were pointing that out. You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Little League World Series?
We saw there's a player there, the third baseman.
You got your eye on him?
Number 99.
I scouting him or what?
What are you doing?
Favorite player, Alex Verdugo. I'm like, wow.
Oh, from Massachusetts? Aww.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Why do you give that face when he says the favorite player is Alex Verdugo? Why do you look at him like, what's wrong with you?
Just making fun of him in the clubhouse just now.
Just now.
Wait, do you have, like,
maybe
I know you hate
that. Paid that kid, maybe. Paid that kid off to say it?
Which one?
Didn't you just say a kid up there said that his favorite player was Alex Verdugo?
Yeah, number 99.
Think Verdugo maybe paid him off a little bit?
Family friend.
Probably gave him some necklaces or
something. So, Alex, you hate Skip. Like, do you have a nickname? Did you
AC?
Have one?
No.
AC, that's it. Like, just your initials.
Yeah,
AC. I don't know if that can quantify as a nickname.
Well, why not?
Well, actually.
And should that be the case? Should
Alex,
we allow that?
Alex is hopefully, I mean. No, I'm not.
Where are you going?
My real name is Jose Alexander.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. All right, so Jose Cora's here with us right now. take me to Saturday night. I know you guys play in Kansas City. Is it before the game when you get the phone call? Is it after the game? In the middle of the game, we get the phone call that Chris Sale has broken his wrist.
It was actually...
And what was your reaction?
Before, like, poor kid. That's what I said. So I talked to Brad Pierce. Right after Chris played catch with them, they went to BC. They were working out there, and I spoke to him, and he sounded very excited. Like this might happen for us.
You look good.
Like no pain, probably no changeup when he came. Fastball slider, but he looked great just playing catch. And this is Brad, who's been in the game forever, and he's like, this might happen for us. And then I got a text from Haim, and he's like, call me. And
oh, jeez.
Oh, like,
that's always bad.
And I call him.
That's always
and I call
bad.
Him.
Call me.
With no information, just call me.
Midday.
So Mark Goodman was there with us talking about, this is before the game.
Yeah.
We're talking about transactions, but then Haim is like, have you talked to group? I'm like, yeah, we're set with the roster. He's like, no, call me. And I call him. He's like, I got bad news. And I was like, what happened now? Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about me. I'm like, come on. Something happened here?
Did you fire me?
No.
Oh, okay.
More. Was like, I went back to like 2020, what happened here?
Like,
something came out or something is acute. But whatever. And he tells me that. And I was like, oh, no way. It's unreal. I was in shock.
So we had obviously the fractured pinky. We saw that against the Yankees and the Tommy John. But there's been a series of just some of the flukiest, most random things, right? I know this year he took a couple weeks off in the middle of his rehab. It's personal. It is what it is. In the off season, fractures his rib, throwing a baseball, and then this with his wrist. You know how this city goes. Do you understand the speculation of some people saying, is it random or there? Are those really the reasons that he got? Did he really fall off his bike? Did he punch a wall? Did he really break a rib playing on a baseball? Did he do it doing something else stupid?
No. 100%. I can tell you that what we're saying is the truth.
So it's just awful luck then.
It's just I mean, you hate to play with faith and all that stuff, But when I told one of the players, he's like, Alex, and the man, the guy literally goes, God, forgive me for this one. Either he gets very close to the men upstairs, or we send him to Haiti or something like that, to a witch doctor or something, and it's like, Yeah. Like, you know, it's just one of those that, and for me personally, the way he is and how bad he wanted it, you know, like he really wanted to be part of this. Just in spring training, how down he was when he told us what happened. And then the New Year thing was, you know, that was, I mean, for me, I was like, man, you know, like you see him pitching and, okay, you envision what he can do, and that happened. And this one, although he wasn't sure that he was gonna come back, but, you know, that phone call in the morning and that text and phone call in the afternoon, it was like night and day. So it's bad for him, you know, and he's in a good place mentally, which is very important. And he's ready to attack the offseason the right way and be ready for next year.
So I want to get your comment on an article that Alex Speer wrote a couple of days ago when, you know, just paraphrasing here, when he talked to some people in the clubhouse and also front office folks about how that when it is regard to the, you know, trade deadline and all the moves that were made, the one word that everyone was using was confusion and how nobody really knew what the plan was. Are you comfortable with what the plan is? And do you know what the plan is? Do you know what the plan is, and are you comfortable with it? That's a two-part question.
I know what the plan is, and we've been consistent talking about getting better for this year or the present and obviously getting better for the future. And I know people think about Christian Vasquez, two prospects, Tommy Pham, Eric Hosmer, Jake Diekman for Rees. If you look at the team now, offensive.
You're dying. Over
water. Water.
It's all right.
I'd share mine with you, but
you see, I learned the mute button when I worked at ESPN.
It's true,
media
bro.
If you look at the offense, although, you know, we haven't scored as many runs as we wish, I think the lineup is better in a sense that there's a different approach with Haas and with Tommy. You know, it's control the strike zone. More pitches, similar to Kyle last year in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Tommy in the leadoff spot is going to do that. And Haas, you saw it right away, 0-2 count, 9-pitch walk. Defensively, Hosmer is going to bring, you know, a true first baseman. And, you know, we talk about it during the season, and we have Frenchie playing there a lot more than Bobby. Bobby has struggled defensively for a year and a half, and having Haas at first – is going to help, and we need a catcher, so we got Rees. You know, it's one of those that I know from afar, everybody's like, oh, Christian was here, the heart of the team, all that, he's been here. But, you know, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. Like I've been telling everybody, you know, Jorge Lopez and Mancini got traded from the Orioles, and they're still winning ball games. They're still playing hard.
Yes.
They're still scoring runs, and they're half game from the wild card. So, hey, is it, you know, is it how you feel in the clubhouse, how you play on the field. And, you know, the Orioles are doing the total opposite of what we did in Kansas City. You know, they're playing good baseball. They're winning games. We didn't win games in Kansas City.
So how concerning, though, is it just as a manager running the team? I'm not sure if you try to control the narrative, but when other people inside the, you know, the facility, call it Fenway Park or whatever, either clubhouse or, you know, front office, are, I feel like they're openly questioning the moves and making it public, not attaching their name to it, almost undermining what you guys are trying to achieve.
I mean, nothing against Alex, but that's how he works, right? I respect Alex. I get it. He has a job to do, to inform and to take the pulse of the clubhouse or Fenway, whatever. But I like articles with names. I like that. You know, when somebody says that they're disappointed or they're confused, I like names right behind that. You know, and like I said, Alex is a great reporter. He's done an amazing job throughout the years. But articles like that, for me, it doesn't do much. You know, like, hey, yeah, people, it might be Angel from Gate D that, you know, he's in Fenway. He doesn't agree. He doesn't
one
agree
of my sources.
He's in between here. He's in Fenway. So but that's the way I see it.
But, okay, but I guess, and I'll end with this, is that, but there is a unified belief in the plan moving forward, and everybody is on board.
I mean, everybody's on board.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to win this year. We haven't played. I mean, Kansas City was tough. You know, that first game, tie game in the seventh, we didn't win that game. Of course, we had a tough one with Darwin's in there. Then the walk-off against Witt on Saturday, that was tough too. And then on Sunday, they just, you know, hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Going back to Eric Hosmer, you were talking about him before Christian started bullying you over here to my right.
Nah. He would never let me bully him. Are you kidding
me?
Be around.
Hosmer obviously has the knee contusion. he out tonight? Do you expect him to be back tonight or tomorrow? What's the deal with him there?
Out tonight. Probably he'll be back tomorrow. I just saw him in the training room. A lot of progress. He thought it was going to be worse. So he's moving better, but not ready to play tonight.
So you mentioned the Orioles playing good baseball, and we know how it works. The young guys, and they're still playing for their careers, and you trade away a guy they don't know any better because they're so young. You do have some veterans here who know better. And, you know, like when they look at some of the moves, maybe they're disappointed. A couple years in a row now, I feel like right after the deadline, maybe there's some disappointment. How do you as a manager get that point across? We still have 55 games to go. Even if you're not happy, because it looks like 2 years in a row, like that week afterwards, and hopefully it doesn't go 2 weeks, where the play is sort of maybe lost focus or not winning baseball.
We beat Houston 2 out of 3, right?
Before the deadline.
No, it was during
the day of.
The day of, right?
But the next morning you woke up and said, that's it?
No, we went 2 out of 3. And then we went to Kansas City and we didn't play well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have meetings. We talk about it.
You're dying right now. Get some water.
See, it's the questioning that's getting to him. Finally.
No, he's like Bill.
You got me. You got me right now.
Now he's Bill.
You got me finally. No. But you talk to the players, and they understand. And at the end of the day, our job is to show up every day and try to win every game. Every game you play. Regardless of the results that night, you show up the next day, you prepare and you go. And lack of preparation, no. I do feel in Kansas City when the long innings happens, it's not that we quit, but it was 98 and long innings, and we were a little bit down. Yesterday was great. I think the effort level was amazing. The stadium, although a lot of fans from the Braves, but they travel. You know, they're world champs. But the atmosphere was really good, and I think the effort was great. So put another good game tonight, win it, and then, you know, we got Baltimore tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
One game series.
Big game.
Yeah.
I got a squirrel moment real quick. By any chance, you see everything. Did you happen to see the guy, was it Castro or something like that, from the Pirates that slid into third and his cell phone fell out of his pocket?
Technology.
It should be like
technology.
Right? I don't know. Not allowed to have phones, period.
So you heard the story,
Your brother's not the third anymore.
Huh?
Your brother's not third there.
Oh, man, we're with the Mets.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay, yeah. Oh, we're with the Mets. The third base coach looked so upset that he's about to hand me this phone right now. What would you do if your player's playing with his phone?
But you heard what happened, the story, right?
No.
Was it in the first inning?
I'm not sure.
So I hope it's in the first inning. If not, he's not telling the truth. He said that he had his cell phone, you know, before the game. He was walking around, boom, boom, boom. Then he went out to stretch, and he forgot that he had the phone on. He grabbed his pad, his sliding pad, and he put it in the pocket. Yeah.
Fourth inning. What do you do?
So he played. You see, like that one, I don't get.
Yeah.
He said that. He said that before the game, he had the phone, and so he played 4 innings with the phone.
Yeah.
He's right though. The third base coach was like, "It's like I don't want to touch that thing."
The guy's handing him his phone. He's like, "I can't believe you're doing this." Right.
So my brother, when he's coaching third, he does this thing like, you know, the guy gets to third and he sees the baseball and he points at it all the time, you know. Like, you're the runner, he's like, look at it. I imagine Joey when if he was coaching the Pirates and he sees the phone right there, he might point at it and step on it right there. I mean, like,
that's
a tough one, no, right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You should do that. Let me ask you about Jared Duran. He had a tough day out in Kansas City. And at twilight, it happens. Sun, it happens. It's just it happened to him. Like, if it happened to Jackie, we'd be like, okay, whatever. But it's really more of just a young kid struggling, because I'm saying it's hard for, like, regular fans to just watch a game and actually see an outfielder struggle with routes. You know, you see the replays. You're like, why is he going in and then back? Why is he going over and then in? Like, how do you work at that? I'm not used to seeing somebody work at that. At this level, it's usually done lower level.
This is not about defending guys or whatever, but you know who had the best first step last year? You know, first step
Kike.
In the outfield, yeah. Who had the worst routes?
Kike.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And he had made
him
catch
so good? He just gets going.
He just gets going as an infielder, you know. I think his pre-pitch is similar to us, you know, like – it was right on point, mm-hmm. on contact, mm-hmm. or right before contact, right? In the outfield, some of them, they delayed their first step so they can see it and go. So Kike is just, he does it the same way in the outfield, and sometimes he just goes and you know, the first step gets him going, and then he can, like, reroute it. Then he can adjust. And that's what we're trying to do with Jaren. Like, at one point this season, his first step was probably one of the worst in the big leagues, and now he's actually rating up there with Kike and Jackie. It's because we told him, you know what, just do it like you're stealing bases. You know, just get moving. Just get moving.
Yeah.
Now, he has to work on stuff. We know that. But he's gotten better, obviously. On Sunday, it was so tough because, you know, the one in the wall, right at the end, he lost it. Then that happened, and then it just happened that every ball was going to center field. The diving play, and that one, I'm glad that he made that catch. It was a knuckler. You know, he squared off, and the ball was knuckling, and he made a great play. But
he might have jumped the wall and went out with the fans if he missed that.
Oh, man. When they kept hitting it, I was like, you know, I hope he doesn't get in the zone, and I hope he makes a play. We had a conversation. I thought he was really good with the media that night, you know, accountable. I'm going to keep working hard. He had a good game yesterday. Yeah. Swing the bat better. One of the things that we don't talk about often, and that's probably on me, you know, lineup construction. The other day I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? This kid, he comes from AAA with all the hype, you know, the speed and all that stuff. He's still a rookie. And you tell me how many rookies are leading off at the big league level.
So you move him to nine.
So you know what? You're gonna hit ninth, relax, hit the ball on the ground, do your thing. And so far, I think at bats-wise, the last three or four days have been better.
All right. That's cool, Alex, appreciate it. Thanks for swinging by. Good seeing you. Good luck tonight. You know, I'm going to be like a few sections over. I'm not sitting down. Yeah, tight. Not like Ortiz. I'm not going to talk your ear off. I'll be a few sections away from you tonight.
Here, look at
you
my
got
phone.
My tickets.
Huh?
My tickets?
No. Close. Couple over from you, but I'll be throwing popcorn at you all day. All right, listen, good luck
Thank
tonight,
you.
Man.
Thanks appreciate for it. Thank by. You.
All right, there you go. Alex Cora joining us here on a Wednesday. And if I can pull this up, I know he's brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox WEEI Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.